Válido de lunes a jueves. You
find the safari park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Larry, fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Here we are, mid-August, actually late August to be more precise. Somewhere around now when I was 7, 8, 9, maybe 10, I'd be out in front of the house. Maybe I just finished a stickball game with my pals. Soaked in sweat, we'd glug a couple of gallons of water from somebody's garden hose. We'd squat under a tree on a cobblestone curb, recharging ourselves for another game. The cicadas would be whizzing and whirring above. The dog days of summer. Mid or high 80s temperature with matching humidity. We didn't care. We were impervious to it and utterly immortal. I'd look down at my sneakers and my heart would sink a little. My high-top black PF Flyers with the magic action wedge that had helped me run faster and jump higher all summer long. They were looking damn tired. The white laces were gray. The nibs on the end were long gone and frayed. The soles that once gripped the asphalt around the perimeter of the sneaker were so worn away they resembled the hull of an inflatable boat, rounded. The deep grooves in the soles were smoothed out with holes beginning to show. Traction was severely reduced. I really didn't care about the sneakers. I got a new pair every summer. There was another concern. My sneakers had a dual purpose. They carried me through hundreds of games of stickball and tag and ring alivio and I declare war, for sure, but they were also a crude calendar. When they became worn out, it meant summer was about to be benched and autumn was on deck, accompanied by the only monster I feared and loathed. That monster named school. School was not fun. It was all business and gloom, especially at my school, a Catholic school where boys and girls were separated after second grade. Wasn't that natural? Corporal punishment. That was more than okay. It was expected. Kids got their faces slapped, their knuckles wrapped by heavy rulers, and their asses paddled by paddles and yardsticks, even shillelaghs. One of the very early shows I did, Episode 5, Larry Slugs a Nun. That chronicled a time where, as a 7-year-old, I squared off against 4 Dominican nuns. If you want to discover the round-by-round action, check out that show in the January 2017 tab at ThatLarryShow.com. But back to sneakers in late August. One pair would last through the summer. By Halloween, they were worn out. By Christmas, they were outgrown. It was too damn cold for canvas footwear anyway. At the beginning of summer, Dad would take my brother and me to the local Stride Rite shoe store to buy us sneakers. Mom always wanted us to get low white tennis-style sneakers, and those were perfect for pussies. Which is why we always insisted Dad take us to buy them, because he understood. And so we'd come home with high-top black sneakers. That's what men wore, and street hoodlums, and we were good with that look. There were really only 2 legit brands, Keds and PF Flyers. Of course, there were other brands, no-name brands, and crappy store brands like Tom McCann. One year, the old man tried to save a couple bucks and bought us Tom McCann's. They were absolute shit. After a few hours' play, we had blood blisters on our toes. Mom was furious. From then on, it was major brands only. The big question was, Keds or PF Flyers? Keds were definitely the more popular brand, which on some level made me want PF Flyers. Who wants to be part of the fucking herd? Converse wasn't even a thing. Not sure why. Maybe it was a regional thing. I don't know. Maybe they weren't yet marketing to kids. The Keds TV ad campaign pissed me off. It featured a clown. I hate clowns. Always hated clowns. If McDonald's hadn't had Ronald, I might not have preferred Burger King. Only stupid kids like clowns or found their slapstick antics amusing. Stupid kids and out-of-touch ad agency creative directors who probably had no kids, or if they did, their kids were stupid and liked clowns. I never really dug the circus, but the few times I went, the clown show was when I went to take a leak. Selling to kids by using clowns is so insulting, it's pandering. Here's the audio portion of an ancient Keds commercial.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Keds-o.
Kids, let's all sing the Keds song. If you want shoes with lots of pep,
get Keds, kids, Keds.
Or bounce and zoom in every step,
get Keds, kids, Keds. You'll be a champion with style. Hit that ball a half a mile. They're tough, they last a long, long while. Keds, kids, Keds.
Isn't that annoying? And while you might accept the premise that a sneaker can help you run faster and jump higher, how does something on your feet help you hit a baseball any farther? So right there, Kids was insulting its audience with illogic. And that shockproof arch, that was pretty easy to disprove. You could jump on the edge of a brick and discover immediately how non-shockproof that arch was. Betcha some kid somewhere thought he'd check out how good it was against electrical shock by jumping on a third rail. That probably happened. EF Flyer commercials didn't use a clown avatar. They had a real-life kid, and he wasn't playing baseball. He was involved in some quasi-007-type shit down at a Hong Kong wharf by a big, mysterious-looking freighter where some atom bomb scientist was being held prisoner. How cool was that? Only a kid wearing PF Flyers with the action wedge can foil the enemy spies. Just listen.
Now another PF Flyer adventure. Hong Kong. Tommy is walking along the wharf when he finds a little dog with a PF magic ring. In the secret compartment, a message from a famous atom scientist. Captured by spies, follow dog. Tommy runs like the wind. Lucky he's wearing his PF Flyers, the action shoes. Only PFs have the action wedge built right in, so you run your fastest and jump your highest.
In seconds, the scientist will be doomed.
But the action shoes get Tommy there first. The scientist is saved, thanks to Tommy and the action shoes, PF Flyers. Say, boys and girls, want a PF magic ring with a magnifying glass, a secret compartment, a message flasher, and a secret code circle? You get one free at the store with PF Flyers. So get the shoes with the PF patch and get your PF magic ring free.
So you get to be a hero secret agent and a free magic ring with a message flasher, secret code circle, and a secret compartment? Fuck kids. Give me the PF Flyers. Who gives a shit if you hit a single or a double at the schoolyard while wearing kids with PF Flyers? You could save America. Might be some babage in there, too. Chicks might be dazzled by that blingy secret ring, wouldn't they? Probably ask you to give it to them after you made out with them once you were going steady or some shit. You could stuff a note in the secret compartment saying you liked her hair or something. She'd probably maul you. I don't ever recall seeing that commercial, but if I had, I'd have been all in. A Hong Kong secret adventure. Man, sign me up. On a practical level, that action wedge beat hell out of Ked's shockproof arch. And since most running footfalls were on the heels, where the action wedge was, that was more important than a shockproof arch, no? All these years, I wondered about the name PF. Was it the initials of some famous athlete? Maybe the company founders? A secret code for the secret ring? No. Turns out it stood for Posture Foundation, which was the pitch the shoe company had years before they went into the kids' sneaker business. Had I known what PF meant, I might have chosen kids. Kids may dig shockproof arches and magic wedges, but they sure as hell do not want anything to do with a product that is in any way therapeutic. Fuck posture. Maybe kids today need Posture Foundation footwear. Might help straighten out their text necks. A few years back, New Balance bought the trade name PF Flyers and tried to revive the brand, but it never caught on. Maybe it was because of this shitty commercial.
In the early 1930s, B.F. Goodrich assembled a team of orthopedic surgeons to create a more comfortable insole and correct pronation. Thus, the Magic Wedge insole was born. This innovative group and technology was called the Posture Foundation and the birth of PF Flyers. In keeping with PF Flyers' heritage of providing comfort, we introduced the newly redesigned All-American Center, based on one of PF Flyers' bestsellers from the 1960s. The All-American features reinforced 12-ounce cotton duck canvas, double-wrapped foxing tape, the iconic canvas patch, and introduces the innovative New Balance Fresh Foam insole for extra support and comfort. The All-American by PF Flyers.
The video that ran over that shitty audio was equally shitty. A pen and ink animation of some drippy looking guy on a skateboard. That's the grinding sound you hear, along with a lame guitar, which drowns out the crappy monotonal announcer. No one who bought the original Flyers gave a shit about Posture Foundation or podiatrics or pronation of the foot. They bought them because they wanted to run faster and jump higher and have an adventure on a Hong Kong wharf, not a fucking cartoon skateboard. Of course, the reintroduction of PF Flyers failed. There are no mysteries. Now, everything has to have a health or therapeutic or safety angle, doesn't it? Nothing is made for pure fun or adventure. How hideously boring. I feel sorry for kids today. They don't get to be kids. Scumbag adults at horrid institutions are licensed to rob them of their childhood. Those adults should be tortured. Those institutions should be destroyed. As of this moment, stores are overflowing with back-to-school shit. It wasn't always like that. As a kid, I wanted to drive a bulldozer through those stores. The time for selling school supplies was when school was in session, not months in advance. And back then, school never began before Labor Day, the last hurrah of summer. I recall a lot of Labor Days, usually spent at the beach. They should have been perfect days, but they were always marred, tarnished by the anxiety of the imminent start of a new school year. The name of the holiday was also shit and redolent with commie symbolism. Fuck Labor Day. It should be renamed Achievement Day or Bootstrap Day or Ingenuity Day. How about Adventure Day? School and commies. They fuck everything up, don't they? Yes, they do. Further ruining late summer was also the realization that I had not fulfilled the summer reading requirement. That was a scam and a ripoff that I fell for only once. But it enraged me so much that I devoted an entire show to it, episode 111. It's called Summer Reading, and you'll find it in the July 2018 tab at thatlarryshow.com. It's really the story of two teachers. One, a nasty prick who should have been pistol-whipped in front of the class. The other, a cool dude who saved the day and the dignity of my best friend, a wonderful kid who'd been dealt a lousy hand by life. Check it out. You'll dig it. I promise. Kids who are giddy about going back to school are always chooches, kiss-asses, snitches, eager beavers to clap erasers and be hall monitors. exactly the kind of assholes who go into politics. All that crap now displayed on store shelves is baffling. Three-ring binders and reams of loose leaf and number two pencils and crayons and yellow highlighters and staplers and paper clips, etc. Why are there still paper products and all the stuff that goes with them? Wasn't the iPad supposed to eliminate the need for paper? Digital would usher in an age of no more pencils, no more books. So what's with all that paper crap? I'm still on the road in the Northeast. Took a walk yesterday by the beach around sundown, and I noticed something that used to put a stitch in my heart and a lump in my throat. I caught a faint whiff of autumn. Something about the look of the horizon. Maybe there was a touch of gray, the shape of the cloud formations. Air temperature just a little cooler. A few dry leaves scuttled past my feet. I looked at my footwear. Not PF Flyers, flip-flops. But they looked about as beat as my sneakers used to by late August. They'll probably last through Halloween, but I won't be outgrowing them by Christmas. There was no required summer reading this summer, and nothing means less to me than Labor Day. That school monster has not intimidated me for a long, long time. But still, all these years later, more than a twinge of anxiety at the slightest hint of autumn. I suppose old anxieties die hard. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Slide over to the show page, thatlarryshow.com, for hundreds more episodes. And I'll post those old sneaker ads for your viewing pleasure. While you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you like what you just heard, send a link to a friend and leave a 5-star review wherever you download. If you really like what you heard, click the Patreon or PayPal button and support the show. Follow the show between episodes on Twitter, Facebook, No Agenda Social. You'll find links to those as well as an email address if you want to write. It's all at thatlarryshow.com. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, get some new high-top black sneakers, lace them up snug, run faster, jump higher, chase somebody down a spooky wharf. Have an adventure.